All right, so now we're going to transition into the innovation competition. And the first team from this category hails from Boston University. So please help me welcome Team Pitch.
Hi, I'm from Pitch, and I'm here to ask you a question. Why can't I share this presentation with you right now? It's because I need your information. I don't have a way to share files to an arbitrarily sized group of people who I don't know. And this is bad, because today, meetings need to be pre-planned. You have to do this beforehand, because sharing takes too long to do in the middle of a meeting. You lose momentum when you're trying to get work done. And permissions are difficult to gather everyone's account and make sure everyone has the right permissions to view and edit documents. Pitch is meeting enhancement software which increases productivity by letting people share files on the fly without signups faster than anybody else on the market. So let's show you what Pitch is. So if you want to join a space in Pitch, simply is clicking join, typing in the space name, Pitch Cup, and hitting enter, and you're in the space. Now you see it automatically downloads all the files in the space. You can see who's in that space. And if you want to upload a file, it's as easy as clicking add a file, click the file you want to add, and click upload. Now, that's automatically going to push that file to everyone in the meeting. You don't need to get their account information or anything. And you can see it uploads. It has a preview of that file, the file name, who uploaded it, and when they uploaded it. And if you want to add context to that, not just put that file up there, you can type to the message board, and that'll put context with all the files you upload. Now, if someone else uploads a file, you'll get a notification, as you'll see in a second, if someone uploads it. And then you get that file automatically downloads. You don't need to do anything. So if you want to launch this, it's as simple as clicking on that, and it launches this picture of the Pitch logo. We can launch everything between pictures and PDFs. But you know that you don't always want to switch between Pitch and what you're working on. So we support SnapView, which allows you to dock Pitch in the side of your screen, leaving the majority of your screen to switch between all the files that you can see, so you can spend more time working with your documents and less time switching between them. So today's competition is very good at sharing in the 5 minutes to forever space. When you want to have something before your meeting, you can put it up there and it'll be there. But what about when you want to share something spontaneously? You're in the middle of a meeting and you have a file that you need to give to someone. You need to collect their emails, and that can be annoying. Sure, everyone can share files right now. And some people take advantage of the Windows features. But nobody else is accountless like Pitch can be using a proprietary method that we've developed. So this means you don't need to gather account information from everyone in a room. And sometimes that's impossible, like right here and everyone who's watching this live stream. I can't share this with you. But we also have something called Space Messaging System. And this is that message board that you saw. This allows you, when you have that problem, when you're uploading something to Dropbox, you can't just upload it. You always have to send them someone an email and say, hey, look, I just uploaded the budget. Can you take a look at it for XYZ reasons? Now, we have those paired together like they should be, because you usually have to switch between two things. Pitch offers the most compelling and easy way to share files on the fly. So who's our market? We see a lot of people can need to use this, but our initial shot is at conventions and business meetings. And how big are these? Really big. There's 1.8 million conventions in the US per year and 40 million attendees. For business meetings, there's 6.2 million business managers in the US looking to increase productivity in their meetings and over 4 billion business meetings per year. So how are we going to make money off of this? So for the convention model, convention organizers will get a subscription to Pitch on a daily basis at a cost of $1,000 a day. And that'll get them the spaces they need to share with all of their members so someone speaking can share the files out to the members on the fly. For the business meeting model, companies will purchase Pitch on a license basis and will pay for spaces on a per space basis at the cost of $1 per space. So how much money is this going to make us then? If we only look at 1% of the convention market, that's 18,000 conventions per year, at about 3 days per convention at $1,000 a day, that's a $54 million market. For the meeting model, 1% of that is still 40 billion meetings in the US per year. And at $1 per space, that's still $40 million per year. So what are our operational costs to do this? For about 10,000 spaces, this is what we need, and we can do that at only $65 per month. So what does this mean for you and me? This means if we sell to only 1% of the addressable market, then we'll have a $94 million revenue per year with extremely low operational costs that only go lower as we get more followers. So how are we going to get people on Pitch? That's the real question. We have the normal advertising routes. We have the Windows Store and tech blogs and social media. But we think the real meat of how we're going to get people is through partnerships. So to that end, We've been talking with the Open Networking User Group, and come this October, we are their official sharing platform, which is great for us because it's going to get us feedback on how it was used and also get it into the hands of people. We've also been looking for healthy ecosystems of Windows 8. And we're from Boston, so where better to look for a healthy ecosystem of Windows 8 than right across the river to Microsoft in Cambridge? So we've been talking to some of the managers there about getting Pitch into the hands of their teams to use it to make sure that we're hitting those pain points in the right way and solving them in a way that's useful to them. And then as a student, obviously we share files all the time with ourselves and with our professors. And so we've talked to some of the professors, and they've agreed to pilot this program come this fall, and so we can make sure that this is working for students. So why Pitch? Why invest in us? Do we have a competitive advantage? We have a release candidate ready. We'll be releasing June 1st in the Windows Store, but if you wanted to come up to me right after this presentation, I have it on a flash drive, and I can give you Pitch to use with you and your colleagues if you wanted to try that out. We also have CPI Sync, which is proprietary research from BU that allows us to sync files with extremely low overhead and quickly. And we're accountless, something no one else has been able to do up until this point with something that we've developed. Along with that is the intellectual property filings that we've already started to create legal barriers to entry into this niche market. So, and for partnerships, we're not just talking about partnerships here. We have partnerships in place. We will be at the Open Networking User Group this October. And it's not just us saying we're great. We've been winning awards. Boston University just awarded us the Entrepreneurship Award. We're in the final stages of getting into the StartX Mentor Labs. The Institute for Technology and Entrepreneurship has accepted us this summer into their Startup Accelerator. And obviously, we're already here at, you know, the cup at Microsoft. So this may be our first time starting a business, but we have the advising team to back us up to make sure we don't make any mistakes. We have Ian Machitter, who's the entrepreneurial executive at iTech, who's helping us out, as well as Eric Mullender, who's the director of Mentor Capital Partners, and he's helping us with our financing. Ari Trachtenberg and David Starobinski are PhD research professors at BU who are helping us develop, helping us implement CPI Sync, which allows us to get these files to you fast. And Edwin Guerin is a tech evangelist over at Microsoft in Cambridge, and he's helping us get Pitch into the hands of the people who are going to be using it. So what's our roadmap? What do we need? For investment, we're looking for $130,000 for the next 6 months. This will be $100,000 for development, $5,000 for the cloud infrastructure, because the costs are very low there, and $25,000 for marketing. In the next 3 months, we want to get funding and be on Windows Phone. In the next 6 months, we want iOS and OS X, as well as an API for public extensions. Over the next 12 months, we want to be on Android and have a web browser version. And the next 18 months, we want to roll out a fully functional enterprise version of this software. So that's Pitch, looking to share with less effort to give you more productivity. You can email us at info@get-pitch.com. Check out our website at get-pitch.com or follow us on Twitter at pitch_app. Questions, please.
Great. Thanks, guys. I don't know, does your team want to join you? You're the speaker.
Yeah, come on up, guys.
Great, so we got 5 minutes. Go ahead.
Thanks. So question. I don't see a really big pain point around just simply file sharing, personally, given other technologies like Skype, GoToMeeting, email, just kind of publishing a link on Dropbox. But I do like the general direction of going towards kind of like live, real-time sharing spaces for meetings and conferences. You thought about what other features you might implement on the roadmap that could apply to those contexts?
Yeah, so one of the big things we want, you saw the message board, which is applying context to files you've uploaded. We want to expand that so that you can also message on individual files and talk about what's happening with that file. Kind of like if Google Drive has messaging inside when you're editing a document, we want to add that to the layer up that allows you to talk about why all the files are in the places they are.
Okay, thanks.
In terms of like the anonymity, but the not having to have an account, I get it from your side. So like, you know, right here you can post like all the presentations, everything can sort of be around the conference. But how do I, as the sort of end user, find out about this? I get the person uploading it, but I don't get the other side. Like there has to be a sharing, a link or something, and then you have the same problem of sort of a lot of the other sort of services.
Well, we see this point as, normally if I wanted to share with all of you, I couldn't share with all of you because I need to gather each of your pieces of information. But if I instead stop it from me getting everyone's information and instead make it me giving one piece of information out, we would have put the space, Pitch Cup, in the corner of our slides, and anyone coming at any point can just join that with only that amount of information. So that takes the onus off the host and instead makes this sharing to a group instead of me sharing one-to-one with a group of people.
Hi there. Great presentation. I like the idea around the spontaneity of it. Just on your revenue model, I think you have to get to a kind of ubiquity position. And if you look at most of the companies that have come into this space, they've worked on a sort of free first, premium later. What's driving you to charging day one?
Well, this is one of our models, because we thought this was the easiest to explain here and is a good model for starting out with the partnerships. Another idea that we have is doing the more consumer model, which is a freemium model, which allows you to have unlimited spaces up to 25 megabytes, which allows you to kind of get started and going. And then a net purchase of $1 will get you one extra gigabyte, and you can expand that capacity. And so that's more of the consumer-based. But we think that if we do these partnerships first, people will get that and start using it there first. But we think it's harder to get people to start using that without those partnerships.
Okay. Great presentation, for sure. One thing that struck me was I think there's a real difference in the sort of convention use case and the business meeting use case. Like every business meeting I've been in, people are worried about sensitive stuff. And so if maybe I'm missing something
security
with the product.
Issues.
Yeah, security issues. If you're just if anyone guesses the word pitch cup, then they can see everything.
So you have the option to either have a secure space or an open space. When you're creating a meeting, you can decide if you want to protect your meeting or not protect it. In a conference space, you'll generally want to. I would just put the name up. But in a business scenario, it would come in and we'd have the password. You'd have the password written down as well. So only the people with that password are able to get on.
Okay.
So there are other companies like Padlet that allow you to publish simultaneously multimedia by a lot of people in the same room. Mm-hmm. And one of the benefits is that it looks like a website, and then you can publish that, and you can have a website as a result of that meeting. So comment on the competition, and two, what happens to that group after the meeting is over? Does it have an expiration date, or does it live in forever, and you can continue adding to it?
So in terms of why we don't want to publish these as like a document online, because you don't always just want to view these documents. Sometimes you want to use them. This isn't just Word documents. This is CAD files. You know, if you're working in a meeting, you can share whatever you need. So you don't necessarily want to share this in just a viewable way. You want to interact with it. So that's why I think we're different than just that publishing. In terms of meeting expiration, the way we work right now is after a meeting's been inactive for 30 days, meaning no one has touched that meeting, the creator will be prompted, like, this meeting is going to expire in 2 days, this meeting will expire in 1 day, and then that meeting will go away. We have plans in other versions to be able to control how long that time is, and we also have the ability to, you can close a meeting before that, and when you do, everyone in that meeting is prompted if they'd like to save those files before that goes away locally or not.
Okay. Is there any more questions? We've got about 20 seconds left. No? Great. Great job, Team Pitch. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you.